This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Lineup is out for tonight. It's Marlins, guys. We'll talk to Grant McCauley coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Profar's leading off. Olsen, Baldwin, Ozuna, Harris, Albies, Eli White. And Cookie's on the hill tonight, Mike.
Yes, that would be Cookie Carrasco, in case Brian Snicker is wondering. Also, we found out that Chris Sale, Grant's got the video up. Follow Grant on Twitter. Video of Chris Sale pitching from the mound.
Okay.
So looking to get back in there. And Crow and I have debated the logic behind it. I mean, fans, the Braves, it's a business. They want to put fannies in the seats, and you want to see the best product. Like last night, you probably amped up if you went to see Strider try to avoid the sweep with the Brewers. Didn't work out.
Yeah, no doubt. A couple of things that we're watching, guys. Falcons, of course, we'll get back into some conversation about the Falcons. Morning Shift had a chance to visit with Braylon Trice. You'll hear that interview coming up here in about 10 minutes. Matthew Stafford, Sean McVay was talking to reporters today, confirmed the diagnosis of Stafford. He will work out before their preseason game on Saturday. That's against the Cowboys, by the way. But if all goes well, he'll practice Monday and then hopefully Mike get back in the swing of things. Remember, he got that epidural or whatever for his back.
Right.
And then you mentioned it. No sign of Micah Parsons at practice. So now things are getting even more interesting.
You know, I bought the Cowboys on a handshake.
On a handshake.
And we felt we had an agreement in principle. And then he brings this agent involved. He could get hit by a car tomorrow.
Seriously.
I mean, could Jerry alienate your play? Any do a better job of alienating your players? Where this thing goes, who knows? You think at the end of the day, just like the one that was probably the most contentious of all of these holdouts or all of the Jerry Jones misplays, I think it was Dez Bryant about, 12, 15 years ago?
It was.
And then Dez did sign. They franchise tagged him. But that was a different scenario. In this case, Mark, you know, Micah, you know, this is going into his last year, and what are you going to do for him?
We mentioned Rashawn Slater apparently being carted off at Chargers practice.
Looks through everyone who was there, all the reporters are saying it looks really bad, and they don't have a lot of depth. Their swing guy, technically, I mean, again, how they wrote their depth chart for Jim Harbaugh, they don't look like they've got the kind of depth they need to tackle. And this guy's a stud. Joe Alt might swing over and play the left tackle position.
A couple of other things. Josh Allen says he's, of course, wanting his running back, James Cook, out there. Cook is in a contract situation. He says he wants it resolved. By the way, Hard Knocks started this week. If you're interested, it is the Bills. And then also, four-time All-Pro defensive tackle Cameron Hayward hasn't fully participated, Mike. He wants a bump.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. I just don't know where you're going. You're making $14 million and you're 36. And you're not going to get multiple years. I don't know what team is giving a 36-year-old edge rusher a two-year deal or more.
No, it's going to be difficult. They love him, but...
Right, and he's a good dude.
Yeah, business is business.
But I just don't think... I mean, that's common sense for any football fan.
All right, guys. Also, while we're talking about the Dogs, Kyle Shanahan told reporters that first-round rookie defensive lineman Mike Hill-Williams hopefully... suffered just a hyperextended knee. They're going to have tests. He left practice early today. Mike Hill. Yeah. So.
Ooh.
But
man.
That's what Shanahan said.
I mean, that's just, and that's the thing you just, you know, that's why when we talk about these games, now look, you could get hurt in a one-on-one drill at Falcons practice. You could get hurt in a scrimmage. They'll have a scrimmage with the Titans. And then certainly you could get hurt, you know, in a meaningless preseason game. And I think coaches just don't want to have that on their resume. But I mean, I think that's part of it. If you can get to work in on natural turf, you know, in the practice facility, I guess. I don't know. I just know that if you had a, like, for instance, if the Jalen Walker hamstring continued all camp, then we got no idea if we're ever going to see this guy when we get to see him on the field this year.
Yeah. So we'll keep an eye out on that injury and what the situation is. Mykel Williams, apparently, again, as Shanahan said, suffered just a hyperextended knee, but they're going to run some tests. All right, man, speaking of the dogs, let's talk some dogs. I got to tell you, man, this NIL money is getting crazy.
Now what?
Apparently, Texas Tech just signed a kid that Georgia was interested in. Tell me the numbers again, Big O.
LaDainian Guyton is the top player in the 2027 class. He's expected to get a $3.5 million deal over 3 years from Texas Tech. It includes escalators, jumping in pay year over year. So...
wow.
$1.2 million as a sophomore, $1.4 million as a junior, $1 million as a freshman.
Man. Now, again, once these checks start flowing, the die is cash. You can't leave. I said to Carl when I heard about this, you know, yesterday, it's like a lot can happen between now and 2027.
Oh, absolutely.
So, but, man, the money is just insane. I know that, you know, we've all been for the guys getting paid, but this thing, I mean, everybody just, I think everyone just, you're numb to it now. You just roll your eyes when you hear about it.
Yeah, I think most of us are. It's just, it's where this is right now. And again, until we get more guardrails and stability. But the thing is, Mike, this is coming out of their budget. We now know, right, the schools are paying the players. And so, again, how you allocate that money and who you decide to pay is going to determine how good your team is. And this is why I still think Kirby's got the best hold of this than anybody. I'm not telling you that Alabama doesn't have a great recruiting class because they do. Or, you know, you look at some of the other teams around the country. Ohio State's doing a good job with this. But now, if in fact everybody is spending to the cap,
right,
it's about choosing the right guys and how much you're going to bring them in for. And so Kirby's done a really good job of not doing that. Not overpaying for a guy or two, Mike, that he feels like, you know what, we're still in a good spot and I got other guys that can do the job.
Now, as we said, you hear something about a kid for the 2027 class. Meanwhile, Jared Curtis, if you believe what you're hearing, it's less than $1 million. It's a bargain.
It's a bargain.
It's like Kirby had a Groupon. But, I mean, it is that perfect blend of literally what Kirby's been selling. I want guys who have the attitude, want to get coached up, want to come to a place. It's not all about the money. Can you keep doing that, threading that needle? Hopefully Georgia fans, you can.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Kobe Young's receiving high praise from Mike Bobo. Now, we talked about Mike Bobo yesterday for those who missed it. Bobo was basically saying, I feel great physically. He understands that the Georgia offense was not what it should have been last year, and he's working tirelessly to make sure that they are going to have a much better season. And Mike said, look, weeks ago I made fun because I said, who don't you like on the staff? he called out Bobo. He also called out, you know,
Stacey Searles, yeah, in the O-line play.
Absolutely. And both of those guys have big, you know, big voids right now as far as like what we're coming from and what we expect this year. But Kobe Young says that coach told him he's been extremely impressed with him, and he says, I'm grateful to be here. He's had my back every day. And Mike Bobo's saying, this kid doesn't take a play off, Mike. He's a guy we brought in out of the portal, and he's probably the leader of that room. Look, this, and I'm circling this right now on my sheet, is the biggest thing I want to see. Catch the football. Can we catch the football? Can we make first downs? Can we make touchdowns, Mike? Can we move the chains? This killed Georgia numerous times last season.
Well, this is where the transfer portal, this is, you know, we talk about NIL, but the transfer portal, it's got to be huge for Noah Thomas and for Zach Branch. You're going to see these guys step up, and are they as good as we've heard? We told you about, you know, Matthew Stafford has seen something of Zach Branch when he was at USC, presumably, and relayed that to Drew Butler. We talked about what Drew had to say on the Steakhouse. This guy's an unbelievable route runner. That, you know, could he be like a more physical version of a Ladd McConkey, you know, with even better speed? That's what you're shooting for.
Mike Bobo also said the run game's got to be more explosive.
Does it ever?
Yeah, so do they have that? Do they have those dudes? I know Mike Griffith came on the show and kind of argued with you about this, saying, you know what? They had opportunities and they showed at times they could run the ball last year, but then they either went away from it or something happened.
Right.
I just don't feel like this is me. I don't feel like they were committed to it the way we've seen them commit to it in years past. Or, Mike, has the talent in the past, from the Todd Gurleys of the world to the Nick Chubbs to the Sony Michels, have they been better than what we've seen here in the recent years?
Well, that's just it. I mean, that's why when guys say, why are you getting on, you know, on Stacey Searles? Again, legacy coach, bounced all over college. He's a lifer in the sport. But you had guys that helped to build the, you know, Kirby's program, like Sam Pittman, Matt Luke. I always, you know, talk about those guys. Is he as good? Because, and Kirby's already talked about in interviews, that, yeah, I mean, I do think you could probably find maybe some more innovation some better ways of, you know, building that mousetrap at O-line, find that guy. Kirby's always finding those guys. Always Saban, his mentor, found those guys. And if you don't have an offensive line, they can do the things that Bobo wants to do, and run the football is obviously job one, to take the pressure of a young quarterback. Bobo also said, they got this on Dog Nation, there's no doubt UGA needs offensive improvement. Yes, the offense was offensive. You know, I always go back, Carl, to you can blame so much about Carson Beck. You can blame the wide receivers for dropping the ball. But when it came to what you expect Georgia to do all the time, and that's nut up and beat somebody physically, they couldn't do it against Notre Dame. And you didn't look, and your defense did a really good job. I know Schumann, I give him credit. You only held them to one touchdown on a short field. And of course, they had a special teams touchdown. It wasn't like Notre Dame was going end zone to end zone on you, but your offense just let you down because you got out physical on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
It is, guys, as this season gets underway. And that, Mike, this is what I want to see in those first two games. Day-Day asked us about, you know, heading into that Tennessee game the third week. Show us that this stuff that we're discussing has been solved. Like that, come out and against Marshall, and they said, run the ball, let's do some things and feel good about heading into Tennessee. Now, you may or may not believe it because the competition in your mind may be less. I don't feel that way. I think there's more parity right now in college football. And again, you can stay with anybody for a half. At the end of the day, though, Georgia should dominate those first two games. But, Mike, I want to see that part of the offense be established in the first two games.
Everybody assumes that, you know, you don't have an elite quarterback or a UCLA transfer is not going to be as good as what Nico was for Tennessee. But it's still a road game in Knoxville. You know what I mean? You don't think the Tennessee fans are going to be going ape? And that's the atmosphere that Gunnar Stockton and company are going to step into. Speaking of guys that were pretty good at offensive line, Tate Ratledge, you're going to see him. I don't know what the rotation is going to look like for the Lions on Friday, but the rookie out of UGA is going to start at right guard for the Lions, according to the Detroit Free Press. Tate Ratledge, he has a crazy mullet and mustache.
Yeah.
And good swag and attitude. A couple of injuries, retirements, and they like what they're seeing. Offensive line coach says, I love how smart he is, and he's just going to continue to grow. So there's Tate Ratledge plugging in as a rookie in Motown.
You know, there's been a lot of talk, and I've told you guys for the last year and a half that Arch Manning was not going anywhere. So his grandfather spoke on this in Texas Monthly, saying this week that if teams are going to tank to attempt to get Arch, plan on doing something else because he's not going anywhere. He's not leaving Texas. And I've been saying this for a year and a half. Like, they have a plan for him. There is no rush. He's going to enjoy college. He's going to be there. And so Granddad came out this week and said, Arch isn't going to do that. Direct quote from Texas Monthly, Mike. Everybody thinks he's going to have one great year, which he may or may not. We don't even know this year. And then immediately go to the NFL. That, according to Grandpa, is not happening.
Right. So Arch just said it, and I guess it was about 10 days ago, Jimmy Haslam was doing an interview where he basically disavowed any knowledge of the Shedeur Sanders pick and also said that, hey, man, any Cleveland fans who are hanging their head on Arch Manning coming out, that's not going to happen. So there's Archie letting you know what the story is. Oh, I got one more nugget on Georgia. Great story. Fan favorite, safety Dan Jackson, apparently really bad leg injury. He's a rookie as well, so it's going to be on the IR for Dan Jackson coming out of UGA.
That's tough.
So you won't see him this week.
Yeah. Look, the injury bug, it's hitting. I mean, that's just where we're at right now. And by the way, I mean, Mike talks about this. You do these 11-on-11s. Guys, we're telling you, it's as real as you can get. You're not tackling and trying to hurt your own guys,
right. But
you're literally going full speed. The O-line was coming over to the sideline. Guys were winded. I mean, you know, Chris Lindstrom, these guys are coming over. They're taking knees. They're, like, going at it as hard as you can to try to get yourself not only in playing shape, but, Mike, you're trying to move guys. You're trying to move full-grown men around like you would in a real game. So we say all that, but this is the kind of stuff that happens. Luckily, let's knock on whatever the hell we have in here. We've not had to deal with any of this during camp.
And that's where it's at. I mean, the one guy that it does seem
– Mooney?
I'm not going to put, you know, words in coach's mouth, but Mooney, you know, we got to see him at some point because we're not really seeing other guys. I know you're high on Casey Washington. They do have other guys. I mean, you guys asked me the other day about Nick Nash, the undrafted record-setting wide receiver from San Jose. He's just a dude. We saw him make one catch the other day. It's going to be a minute in his development because he's not getting the reps because the other guy's ahead of him. That's how hard it is when you're an undrafted free agent. You know, that's why it's good for the guys like Kobe Bryant, who is popping. But that's the thing, man. Just avoid those injuries. Troy Anderson, it does seem like we're not going to see him anytime soon. So the way that, you know, I'm not trying to read between the lines, but the way that Coach Rob was talking about him, that's a second-round bust.
If he couldn't
stay healthy, and now it's not sound like he's going to – nowhere on the depth chart.
No, it looks that way. It really does. Hey, man, Morning Shift had a chance to visit with Braylon Trice. You'll hear what he had to say about this defense and more coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hope you're having a great Thursday. We certainly are. Tomorrow, we'll take you to 5 o'clock leading into Falcons pregame against the Detroit Lions, which starts at 5 o'clock here. And, of course, Wes and Dave will have the call for you, as they will throughout the course of the season. They will also be guests on this show throughout the course of the NFL season. But high school football also starts next week, Mike, and that's going to be cool. I was just looking today. So many great high school football players in and around Atlanta, as there always is. The Corky Kell kicking off
right
next week. And so you got high school football starting. You got preseason, obviously NFL. We got college literally the next weekend. And we're carrying, by the way, a lot of college football this year. We're your home for college football, guys. But that Saturday, August 23rd, that's before the Texas-Ohio State game. The following Saturday, we have Iowa State, K-State, Fresno State at Kansas. Like, we got some big games coming up that we're going to be carrying here on the station. So make sure you tune in, man, and you're going to get all the football you need as we head into fall.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting out of Tallahassee, hunkering down at the bar, and just watching all the games. LSU, Clemson, of course, later. But, you know, that noon game with Texas and Ohio State, man, that's going to be massive. And then just kind of, you know, the 3:30, not sure what Florida State's going to be. And then, you know, Georgia Tech kind of working in their schedule. Georgia, a slow ramp up, as we brought up last hour. Going to be excited. Real quick, well, I got Day-Day, who is an authority on high school sports. If I was running a sports book, not that I do that anymore, Carl, what do you think? Grayson, a 2.5-point favorite over Collins Hill? Three and a half?
That's tough. I know Grayson's defending state champs. You said, what is it? What,
if
you,
I'm saying.
You're making it up. I know
I'm
you're
starting,
making it up.
I'm just starting right next. I don't know anything about these rosters, right, Carl, but Grayson, I'm going to give them, they're obviously the favorite.
Right.
Make it six, Rich. All right, how about this? Buford versus Milton, Carl. I'm going to make Buford a 10-point favorite.
Buford's going to be good again.
No, don't do that.
Milton's that good?
Buford's going to be good again.
Buford's going to be good, but
so
Milton,
3 points?
Think,
all right. Because you know right now, guys always ask when we talk about this, we'll get the text line. You got a guy I can bet high school
it's
on?
It's so odd.
We got, well, so that's odd. Saturday, real quick before we let you hear Braylon Trice with the morning shift. Saturday on the 16th, guys, St. Pius versus Dunwoody, Brookwood versus
Houston County. I'll actually be on the
game.
Call with that on that game.
That feels big. That right. is early in the – but McEachern, Walton?
That's huge.
Yeah, that's big.
I mean, my cousins – I got my nephew went to Benedictine down in Savannah. They're taking on Colquitt County, Ray Goff's territory.
Yeah.
A lot of great games, man, just a week away.
There's a lot of big games that opening weekend. I'm sorry, I don't mean to sidetrack, but you got that Friday. I know it's not Corky Kell, but you got Westlake and Langston Hughes. Big rivalry
one.
Game
that's
that Friday one. To open up the season. In preseason scrimmage, I think tonight you have Langston Hughes taking on Buford.
By the way, I went to that game a few years ago.
The
vibe
Langston
is,
and
it's great.
Oh yeah,
it's so
yeah.
good.
Did you get you some fried fish?
I did, and I didn't know. They were like,
"Is that
you
a
had
thing?"
Some fried- it is yeah. a thing. Oh, that yeah. is a thing. They were like, "You had some fried fish." I was like, "No, man, but I want some." But yeah, oh. man, the vibe at that game is yeah. awesome. Anyways, high school football starting. We're going to be carrying a lot of those games, guys. So make sure you're here at 92.9 The Game. Want you to hear what Braylon Trice, Mike and I said this.
I like this guy. I'm rooting for this guy. But man, we talk about Shador Sanders in the depth chart. This is the ultimate uphill battle.
It is. And remember, when we drafted him, we were not in the position of edge rushers that we are now.
Right.
Right? Team changed in literally in an offseason. You went and drafted two.
From famine to feast.
You went and got a guy in Leonard Floyd. So let's hear from Braylon Trice, who the first thing the morning shift asked him was about his rehab. How does his body feel? How's he coming along?
I feel great, man. I mean, obviously it's been a lot of work and a lot of rehab, but you know, at the time that I'm at right now in my process, I feel like I'm a lot further than where people expected me to be, and that's all I was hoping for. And right now I'm just trusting the process and keep on grinding and doing everything they're telling me to do so I can get back right.
Obviously different defensive coordinator than at this point last year, and you probably are being asked to do some different things from different people being around you. What do you think one of the biggest changes has been since last year at this point?
A lot of changes, actually. I just think there's a lot of energy going on the defense, and you can see it out on the field. You can feel it in the room every single day. Not anything on our pass defense, you know, but we're doing a great job in the room and on the field, and, you know, I think it's going to show on game day.
Since we are a couple weeks into camp now, how do you feel everything is shaping up for the first preseason game this Friday?
Great. You know, everybody's ready to roll. Everybody's super excited to get back out on the field. I know I am. It's been a long time for me. Yeah, all excited to get out there.
Joined by Braylon Trice here on the morning shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game, live at Falcons training camp. All right, speaking of that, the room, you've talked about the room a couple of times. Got Leonard Floyd in here. I know you didn't be around Judon a lot last year, but Leonard Floyd, have you been able to lean on him and use some of his veteran knowledge of what the edge rush?
Yeah, he's just a dude that has, like, so much knowledge, man. I mean, with the experience he has, you know, whether it's, you know, in the run game, in the pass game, you know, just watching him and taking notes while he's out on the field and, you know, asking questions in the room. Just even on the sideline, when something comes up in my head and I'm like, dang, I see the way he does this, you know, maybe I can emulate that or add it to my game. I just go over there, ask him, you know, take notes and do my thing.
I know that today y'all did some like a scrimmage-like practice. You got some reps against McGarry, Jake Matthews, those guys. But also you've been working against Parker and Nelson, some of those guys. What's it like, though, going against McGarry and Matthews in particular and kind of seeing what you can learn from going against guys like that?
I love the competition, man. I mean, I've always said since I started playing outside linebacker, you know, I want to go against the best guy out there. Especially in pass rush, you know, you can't get better unless you're getting stonewalled a few times, you know what I'm saying? Then you can learn from that and get experience from it. But, you know, it's always awesome going against those dudes, especially when they have so much knowledge out there on the edge. They got all these different sets and everything, so it's fun.
Now, you mentioned the fact that you're sweaty. I'm not going to call you out on air, but you are sweating pretty good right now. I always think one of my favorite topics to talk to a guy like yourself who comes from the Pacific Northwest, the West Coast, Washington, how are you adapting to the heat? Because, you know, and Chris Lindstrom's a Boston guy. We've talked to, obviously, guys like Caleb McGarry who, you know, from up, you know, Pacific Northwest. You'll lose 10 pounds, 11 pounds sometimes. Guys like that go get an IV. How much do you lose on a given day, and how are you adjusting to the weather here down south?
I lose a lot. I mean, even since I was young, I've naturally just sweat a lot. Coming from that side of the coast, you know, this is what I look forward to on a practice day. You know, everybody's out here like, it's cloudy, it's rainy. I'm like, all right, this is where I get my energy. But, yeah, the IVs save my life, those Pedialytes, the water. I need all that.
I'm a Bama guy. I graduated from Bama. So I do want to ask you real quick about Kalen DeBoer and him being down there. I know that, you know, Michael Penix spent some time with him this offseason. I don't know how often you do talk to him, but the relationship, what that was like playing for Kalen DeBoer up at Washington.
That was one of my best experiences ever, man. I always look back on it. I'm just so grateful that I got to have him as a coach and play alongside all those guys. That was, you know, a highlight of my career. You know, I still got a long future ahead of me in my career, but that was awesome. And, you know, they still reach out. They still give me pointers, you know, try to keep me up, especially when I was going through my injury and stuff. But, yeah, I love those guys, all of them.
We are joined by Braylon Trice, live from Flowery Branch for Falcons at training camp on the morning shift. Since we're at training camp, who are you rooming with?
Right now, BD, Rook, and Sim.
And who's kind of controlling? We've been asking everyone, who's controlling the aux? Who brought the console? What's the vibe in there?
I mean, lately, the dudes are tired. We get back, and I'm hitting the bed. You know, I like to get my sleep, get in there early, lights out, eyes closed, 9 o'clock, you know.
Yeah, we actually talked to Rug yesterday, and he was like, "Yeah, it's pretty quiet in our room." So, all right, I know just like you go prepared to the field each week. I did a little investigative reporting on Braylon Trice. Found out you and your girl, you got a baby. You're on the way, a baby boy. I'm a new dad. I got a 4-month-old little girl. So, how excited are you to have a little one?
So excited, man. I mean, we were trying since we got married, you know, and I'm just so blessed and grateful, you know, children are God's gift to us, and I've never been happier and in a better space than I am right now, knowing that I've got that outside of football. You know, it makes me feel, you know, how do I say it? I'm more than just a football player, and now I got to be a father. I got to raise somebody, and it just, I wake up every single day, and that's what I'm thinking about.
Absolute blessings, man. Congratulations on that as well. That's fulfilling, I think, was the word that when you were like, what word am I looking for? I'm like, I think it's fulfilling, because that's awesome stuff. I've got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old myself, man. There's nothing better than that. All right, before we let you go, I want to get a look into the rehab process just a little bit. Obviously, we talk about the physical, how you're feeling. You're 100%. You said you're feeling great. Talk to me about how mentally tough it was. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of people that are going to ask you questions that have been through it. I've been through that, man. It's extremely tough to have those injuries where you're out for the entire season. All of a sudden, you go from competing at a high level to you're around guys like Danny Long in the training room every single day. So talk to me about the mental aspect of that, how tough it was, and how far you think you've come since that time.
Yeah, I won't sugarcoat it. The mental part of it is super tough, I think. It's a bigger aspect than the physical. Being able to trying to get through that and learn how to not isolate yourself at the same time, it's tough. And I just think the most important thing for me was getting back around it. You know what I'm saying? Being back around the guys, being out here on the field, getting reps and stuff like that is what really helps fix my mental in terms of the game, in terms of my injury. And that's where I'm at right now. So I'm feeling great being able to just be out here, right, and be able to move around rather than just standing there and watching.
Braylon Trice with the morning shift. Great attitude. You know, change of life is always good when you talk about having kids, man, and giving you a chance to really settle in and focus, and it gives you a different purpose. And he talked about that as well. I don't know what this rotation is going to look like as of right now. And I said this to you guys as fans have been out there on the hill with us and you're watching these practices. Whatever you think it's going to be, it may not turn out to be that, because we truly have not seen what they're going to show. And I don't know if they're going to show that, Mike, in the first preseason. They're probably not, because we're not seeing starters, and probably not going to see in the second preseason game. Guys, I don't think we're going to get a real sense of what the rotations may be until the first game of the season.
Right. But again, we got depth, and that's the thing. You know, 2 years ago, man, we had nobody. You think about like Dean Pease. I mean, guys, take it back to like 21. It literally was guys off like waivers, guys off practice squads, yeah. You know, and Dean Pease was an OG defensive coordinator making it work. And then last year, a year before, it was Ryan Nielsen. And that, as we know, Jimmy Lake probably in over his head. But look at what Elbrick has got. He's got a lot of talent. Now, we don't know exactly what some of these guys are going to be. We have high hopes for him. But Rook, Brandon Dorlis, Morgan Fox, who came over, that's a guy that, you know, he's a body. But we didn't have that kind of depth last year in the defensive tackle position.
No.
Kentavious Street is technically a fourth round, or fourth string, I should say. We got Jalen Walker behind Ebiketie, and then Braylon Trice, as we mentioned earlier, looking up at both of those guys. And then James Pierce Jr. with Leonard Floyd. Divine Diablo, Caden Ellis. Bertrand's a little bit banged up. He was in a non-contact jersey at practice. We just said, you know, the one area, maybe the ILB is still a little thin because of the Troy Anderson injury.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know if that gets better unless they're bringing somebody else in.
Right.
And we've not seen that yet. But Mike, if this continues, don't you think they're going to have to bring another linebacker in here maybe?
That's just it. I mean, maybe wait for some cuts. We'll see.
All right, man. What do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man. Added a new addition to the family. Carl knows the story. I'll tell the listeners coming up. And Carl, they're rounding up people for throwing lime green marmalades on the hardwood. The question is, will these people do hard time next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Where the play is played. Don't forget, guys, next week we're back on the road. Carl and I were joking around coming in at 2. It felt weird not having beautiful women in short outfits and liquor and great food flowing like water. Not happening today. We're in studio. I'm eating my energy bar.
Yeah, it felt weird.
Really just, go for some wings.
Because it had been a minute since we've been in here, man. Right. So, you know, nice to be back home, as we like to say, but it's nice to be on the road. On the road again.
Obviously, Day-Day struggling because he can't pop a high noon.
That's not right.
What, Orin?
That is just a pick-me-upper, a kind of little Kickstarter.
Not judging.
Those guys at the bar were killing you.
They had their way.
They were not going judging.
In on fact, last night someone asked me if they needed me to buy them.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, he did get abused. I mean, the bar, but you do understand. I mean, there's a stigma.
I need you to understand that I learned
what
in Arizona, high noons, you get you a bucket of those things, you can be in some trouble. Trust me.
Well, look, they're good. I said this to you. I drink them on the golf course. They're light, you know. Right. Not trying to get completely hammered.
My wife loves them.
Yeah.
I just wanted to feel like I was part of the party. That's all.
Well, you did. And you were.
We hand them out for Halloween to the parents walking around the neighborhood. They love them.
Yeah, because they're light. Like I said, they did not, you know, they're not going to hurt your butt. I was about
to hear going, we like to hang out high noons with the kids. Have a grapefruit, Tommy.
I mean, we make sure that kids don't grab high noons in the cooler, but yes.
Hey, Jimmy, how about a black cherry? It's really good. Hey, man, speaking of families and kids and shenanigans, I got my sister, my niece coming in. Do you remember, for guys who watch The Sopranos, the episode, and it was just a great storyline, tremendous arc in season 2 of Tony's sister Janice and all the aggravation that she provided to her big brother Tony.
She was always a pain though, wasn't she?
Yes. And the reason I invoked Janice Soprano is my sister's coming to town.
Uh-oh.
And it, you know, this Carl was laughing cuz a few months ago when Cindy did her passive aggressive thing, you know, Haley, my niece, is real. Oh, she's telling all her friends in school she sure hopes she gets to see Ike, and she loves swimming in the pool and going to the Callaway Gardens and the aquarium and the Braves game and
just making a list, huh?
All the things we've done over the years. She comes down every year. And so I'm like, okay, so you want to come? Yes. So I'm like, well, okay. And for those who know, just real quick, In a nutshell, she couldn't make it more difficult. So like, well, I'll pay for the tickets because, you know, I've got to. So I'm like, well, just fly to LaGuardia because there's like a flight every hour.
Right.
Anybody who travels for business to New York, there's a flight out of LaGuardia almost every hour to Atlanta. Well, it's easier for us if we go through JFK because the train. I'm like,
more expensive?
And less flights. And then today, I get the push notification. Now the plane is delayed.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So now I was going to have it. I was going to go down to H&F, grab a burger.
Yeah.
And pick them up at 8:30. No. Now the flight doesn't get in until 10:30.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it's just already it's starting. It's like, remember Janice with Tony Soprano? Yes, remember Tony? This is where it starts. I got to get to the orthopedic pillow. And that's just a half of it.
Doesn't your niece come by herself? Or she came by herself before without your sister, Mike?
She did one year, didn't she?
Yeah. No. We've tried. I even reminded my sister how when I was Haley's age, under the age of 10, I would fly by myself to Nana's house down in Florida.
By yourself?
By myself.
That's right.
You could let you take her to the plane. You get on the plane.
Oh, yeah. See ya.
And that's it. No.
Yeah.
Package deal.
Yeah.
So it begins tonight. Anyway, just fancy. But the good news is.
So what time do you land?
Freaking 10:30.
Accordingly, right now.
Now I got to go.
And now 10:30. Yeah.
So now I got to go all the way back to the freaking airport, sit in the cell phone lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then my sister's going to get lost. Because that hasn't.
Just jump on the plane train. What are you talking about?
You think it's easy.
You can't go to P.F. Chang's, Mike?
Jump on the plane train.
You think it's easy, or no, because it's going to be, do I go towards. No, you don't go to. Because remember the one time, I'm an international. No! No! Not international.
It's a whole other exit.
No, I mean, because that one time she did that, because you can't get back on the, you can't go back in.
No, you can't.
You've exited the airport. So now I got to get out of the shuffle knot. I got to swing all the way down to 75.
You're done.
Get over. It's like, anyway, so, but enough about me. Hey, on the positive side, we got a dog. Carl saw the pictures yesterday.
Yeah, cutie.
The initial story was, my wife had a person that she works with in the dental field, and they've got a newborn on the way, and they've got a toddler, and it's just too much for them to handle with the dog, and the dog is a little golden doodle. So Becky's like, I told them we'd just do like a trial run, you know. And of course, as soon as I saw the dog, we're keeping her.
Sure.
Anyway, the pictures are up at Mike Bell ATL. We've welcomed Ellie into the house. So now Ike's got a wing woman.
Yeah.
And they're getting along like a house of fire, like best buddies.
I will tell you it's different, but it's the best thing we did. I mean, we got Louis for Frankie, and they are the best of buds, and they go at it every day, and they have so much fun. The thing about it, Mike, is when we're not home, and I'll post something up. I'll show you guys. You want to know what your pets are doing? Put your cameras on in the house and see what your pets are doing. It's almost like they're, you know, you're like, oh, we don't want to leave you. We're so sad to leave you. As soon as you leave, you're like, let's go.
Yes.
It's on. And you see them just wrestling and having fun and tearing stuff up. And you're like, these dogs don't give a damn about us. They're out there having a ball.
What was that Pixar movie, The Truth About Cats and Dogs?
It's true.
Basically it.
It's true. And pets.
Right.
Pets is another one.
But today we did a walk around the lake. She got to meet all the other dogs. And one of the dogs, Gracie, who's kind of Ike's girlfriend, she kind of like came at her. I got in the middle. Hey. My sister, you lay off. So it's already started. So we got good juju. And again, as Carl said, it really is. I should have done this a lot sooner. It's going to be a little wingman for Ike. Speaking of pets, a massive crack and heroin ring brought down in the UK by the drug dealer's squealing pet parrot.
What?
Apparently the police knock on the door. They heard complaints. There were drug deals going down. This is in Blackpool, England, which is on England's west coast. This is north of Liverpool.
Come on, Mike.
And as the police are at the door, the parrot goes, 2 for $25, 2 for $25.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yep. A loudmouth parrot snitched on its owner by squawking drug dealing slang in video footage that the police got access to.
Oh, my goodness.
So literally, that's two, I guess, like a dime bag, but two bags of, for as John Frick would say, two bags of cannabis, Carl, for 25 pounds. So imagine that. It's like, 2 for $25, 2 for $25.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. And by the way, I think I've told you this story. One of the morning guys I worked with many, many years ago, he had one of these, you know, those parrots live forever, guys.
Right. Like, so they can live like 75 years?
They live forever. And he taught the parrot cuss words. So you'd walk in the house and he'd be like, bless you. And as soon as you walk in, it would just cuss you out. It was the most amazing thing. He ultimately got rid of the parrot because, again, I don't remember what happened. I think the parrot, true story, Mike, I think he got high off of some drugs that were laying around. I'm being serious. And then people found out, and the parrot, he ended up having to get rid of it. But parrot was non-stop talking. Parrots will get you in trouble. They will get you in trouble.
Yeah, there was a story I remember. I guess it was when, man, I think I want to say it was when I was here in 98 or 99. We had a friend, Johnny Plopson, guys. We had a guy, I want to say his name was Bruce. I can't remember his last name. Anyway, he moved to California.
Had a parrot?
No, the girlfriend had a parrot, and the girlfriend's parrot was saying other guys' names when he'd come over.
Oh, that's brutal.
So the guy's name is Bruce. He's up in Alpharetta. And so we've been over there, and it's like, Hi, Jimmy. Who's Jimmy? My brother. Your brother's name's not Jimmy.
Jimmy, yeah.
Yeah. I was amazed. I said, how many words does this parrot know?
Right.
And he was like, I don't know, probably like 50 words.
Right, right.
Because it would say just random things, and it was off the cuff. It was crazy.
And for your eyes only, they find out where the Russians are hiding thanks to the parrot. You look it up.
That's right. That's true.
Anyway. All right, man, we've got an epidemic.
What do you mean?
And we've cleaned this up for the kids in the car. Lime green, about 9-inch long, marital AIDS being hurled on hardwood at WNBA games. Mm. Right here in our backyard, Carl. Well, justice was swift for one Delbert Carver, arrested Saturday after allegedly throwing the sex toy on the court at the Gateway Center Arena. He's 23 years of age, faces counts of disorderly conduct, public indecency, indecent exposure, criminal trespass. He was booked into Clayton County Popo at 7:42 Saturday night. Think about that. You got drunks in there. You got some guys probably smoking a little crack.
You got all kinds
of stuff. You got all sorts of stuff. You got some guys maybe, you know, doing real things they shouldn't be doing. So I was like, yo, man, what you in for? Yeah, man, I smacked this dude around. What are you in for? Attempted robbery. What are you in for? I threw up on the floor at the WNBA game.
It's the most awkward thing ever. Is this the picture? Was that you, who sent the picture of the guy last night?
No, that was the other guy that got arrested.
Oh, more on him in a second.
That was number two that got arrested in Arizona, okay. I think. Yeah, okay. But the first guy, yeah, I didn't send a picture of him.
Okay, because that was the guy. I unfortunately, look, I don't like to label people, but this dude looked like he might do something like this.
Right. This guy Carl's talking about, named Caden Lopez, age 18, arrested Tuesday night for throwing a dip, you get the idea, during a Phoenix Mercury game. I would best describe this young man as looking like the son of the fat guy on Lost.
Come on, Mike.
What? Remember the guy on Lost? Hugo Hurley Reyes? Remember? You know what I'm talking about? It's like if that guy had a kid, like a fat, sweaty guy had a fat, sweaty kid with bad hair. That's what the kid looks like. He drew the thing on the court. Am I lying?
No, you're not. That kid came to the ball game with one intention.
I'm making Carl laugh.
With one intention to throw that. That was his intention to throw it.
Yes, right? He did. No, it's true. I mean, the pitch you sent last night, I was like, and you know, I didn't want to be that guy's like, figures. This looks like the dude that might do something like this.
Right. Looks like you even have some experience with the object. The predictions market, the poly market, crypto predictions, banned in the U.S. for a while there. They were actually allowing folks to bet on whether a sex toy would be thrown and what color it might be.
Mm.
A company's social media account celebrated individual users who've seen big returns on betting on the proper color of the aforementioned marital aid.
Have they, question, I'm raising my hand because I don't know, have they all been lime green?
Yes, they've all been
green. They've both been lime green.
No, three of them, because there was one in L.A.
Right.
That's right. Hit the thing lady in the foot.
So lime green is really booming right now.
By the way, they had a no-bag policy last night in an attempt to crack down on that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that necessarily stops it.
No. I mean, because there are ways, as we said the other day, there's certainly
you don't need a bag.
Well, there's certainly a way you could sneak the device into an arena, both, as Oren pointed
out, Mike.
Male or female. Meanwhile, WNBA coach Cheryl Reeve is demanding accountability on this subject. I don't know if she sounds like that. I'm just kind of, the sexualization of women has been going on for decades. This is nonsense. Gonna stop. It's not funny. We're not the butt of a joke. I know if she sounds like that. I'm just throwing it out there. But anyway, hopefully the folks will refrain from throwing these objects on the floor because this is a serious sport and it needs to be taken seriously. Hey, before we get out of here,
you still thinking about Hugo Reyes there, Carl?
I'm not saying anything.
The kid looks like if Hugo, the fat guy from Lost, had a kid. Day Day, tell me he doesn't look like if the guy from Lost had a kid. It could be his kid.
It's the best.
We're on the radio, so I try to give you a visual.
No,
to give you in the theater of the mind, a representation. Speaking of theater of the mind, you and I, whenever we're done, Carl and I joke around about being like, Statler and Waldorf, the old Muppets from the Muppet Show on the Balcony. You know, Carl and I will be in our 70s, like, you know, the Braves still don't have enough pitching. Well, guess what? They're saying now, there's an article in the LA Times, you could basically, whenever you're thinking about, you know, packing it in, whether this is going to simply be retirement or maybe shuffling off this mortal coil, creating the own AI version of you, put it on your Twitter account, pin it to your post, and you basically live forever in social media.
Really?
So basically it'd be like the 80-year-old version of me going, and another thing, we never have enough pitching.
Would you want to do it?
It'd be kind of funny. You know, some guys might get a chuckle out of it, or something more humorous that people might actually chuckle at.
So basically, your social lives forever.
So basically, an AI version of you could hypothetically be posted on social media, and your account's out, and you just live forever.
Yeah.
You know? Be like the line from Cocoon. Remember Wilford Brimley? we'll never die and we'll never, never get old.
Never get old, that's
but
right.
But first, we're going to help you with your diabetes. All right, there's your guy talk on a Thursday.
Diabetes.
Just the other night, the Firm was on the other night.
Yeah.
I mean, am I the only one who laughs out loud when Tom Cruise was just wailing on Wilford Brimley with the briefcase because he was such an SOB in the movie?
He was.
He was the head of security for the Firm. He blackmailed him, obviously, with the pictures of the woman on the beach down in the Cayman Islands. But I always get a kick out of watching Wilford Brimley just getting beat up with it. Oh!
Diabetes. All right, coming up, Falcon Reports on the way. We are going to talk about what we saw and what to expect tomorrow. Yes, we got our first preseason game. And guess what, Mike? We just found out another starting quarterback is going to play in the first preseason game.
Hello.
This is going on around the league, but yet we're not playing our guys. We got to talk about this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.